cuando las medidas de económicas del 15 de agosto, el señor presidente Nixon, una de dos jueces, me visitó el presidente de la Anaconda en México. Estábamos en un proceso desde meses antes para que México comprara acciones de la Anaconda en una gran mina que tenemos allá en Candelaria, Sonora, el cobre. Y alguien le preguntaba si había sido una represalia de México por la sobretasa del 10% y tanto por las medidas de defensa económica del presidente Nixon del 15 de agosto. Y el primer defensor de la acción mexicana fue el presidente de la Anaconda.
I'd like to give you an example to illustrate some of the things that have been going on now. You made your announcements of August 15 of economic steps that would be taken by the United States, Mr. President. A couple of weeks later, the president of the Anaconda Copper Company was visiting in Mexico. And we had been for months working on a formula by which Mexico would buy shares in the Anaconda Company with respect to the operations of the very, very large copper mine they had in the state of Sonora. And so the president of that company was asked if what Mexico was doing was a reprisal for the 10% surcharge and these other economic defense measures that's been announced on August 15. And the first to defend Mexico's conduct on that occasion was this American businessman, the president of Anaconda.
Quiero decir, en América Latina no hay capitales suficientes, ni hay tecnología, ni investigación científica suficiente. Y está creciendo la población.
And so we have this problem in Latin America. There's insufficient capital, there's insufficient technology, there's insufficient scientific research on the one hand, and an increase in the population rate on the other.
Y entonces, toda la propaganda soviética y china es que allá sí se resuelven los problemas y que el sistema capitalista y las libertades tradicionales no lo resuelven.
And so the line taken by Soviet and Chinese propaganda is that in their respective countries they do solve these problems, whereas the capitalist system with all of its traditional freedoms do not solve the problems.
Quiere decir que tenemos que fomentar inversiones equilibradas con responsabilidades compartidas, con la preservación y el fortalecimiento de las libertades.
Which means that we must produce a system of balanced investments with shared responsibilities within a framework of increased and strengthened freedoms.
dictadura con entrega a una potencia socialista. Y como una base anti-norteamericana, ideología militar.
And so we see that as far as the economic problems, the dilemma faced by the countries of Latin America in the next 5, 10, or 15 years is, on the one hand, you have the counter-solution of a dictatorship with its accompanying surrender to a Soviet, a socialist power, serving as an anti-American base, both from the ideological and military point of view.
Y tenemos que pensar en el próximo año, pero también en los 10 o 15 próximos años. Entonces la propaganda es, con los Estados Unidos ustedes no van a resolver ningún problema. La solución está en lo que ha hecho nuestro Rus.
And so we must think not only about what we do next year, but what we do affecting the next 10 or 15 years, because we're faced with the propaganda of ours that the United States cannot solve our problems, the solution that comes from Fidel Castro.
Entonces, está utilizando la Unión Soviética al régimen cubano, ocultando con la propaganda las grandes fallas que hay y divulgando algunos progresos que han tenido, reales por supuesto.
And so the Soviet Union is using the capture of the Cuban regime with a campaign of propaganda that completely hides the failures of great failures that they have met, but trying to stress and highlight the progress, some progress that has been made, whether it be real or alleged.
Y no obstante la prosperidad de Estados Unidos, hay muchos grupos de estudiantes universitarios en magníficas condiciones de alimentación y de posibilidad de estudiar que han estado yendo desde hace 8 o 10 años a Cuba.
And in spite of the great prosperity of the United States, and in spite of the fact that American students are living in a society that permits them to be very well fed and to study under optimal conditions, for the last 8 or 10 years, many of them have been going to Cuba.
Entonces, urge un replanteamiento de la política norteamericana frente a toda América Latina.
And so, therefore, there's an urgent need for a whole new shaping or recasting of American policy vis-à-vis Latin America.
Porque lo que pasa en América Latina se va a reflejar forzosamente en los Estados Unidos.
Because, as I've said, what happens in Latin America inevitably has repercussions in the United States.
Somos una unidad indisoluble, ¿verdad?
We're an indivisible unit.
Really? Yes, I think you could say, I think the President should emphasize this in his talk to business leaders, but they cannot look at Latin America as simply a divisible entity, but they must look at the whole hemisphere. And if poison afflicts one part of the body, it eventually is going to affect the other. And if the poison of communist dictatorship spreads through Latin America, or the poison of unrest and violent revolution spreads through Latin America, it inevitably will infect the United States. You cannot separate one part of the body from the rest.
Sí, tiene usted toda la razón, señor presidente, y me permito sugerirle que a la par con dirigentes industriales de Estados Unidos en un par de días que recalquen la necesidad de que ellos vean a todo el hemisferio como un ente unido y no una serie de divisiones, porque que lo vean como un hemisferio en su totalidad, porque si una parte del cuerpo está envenenada, a la larga el veneno corre por la sangre y llega a las otras partes del cuerpo, y el veneno de la dictadura comunista se dispersa por América Latina, a la larga inevitablemente ese veneno nos va a afectar a nosotros, y lo mismo pasa del veneno de las incertidumbres, de los desórdenes, las revoluciones violentas. Inevitablemente eso tendrá que infectar a Estados Unidos y no, pues, no hay forma de separarnos de esta entidad de Estados Unidos.
The problem that the President will run into with the businessman, which he would not run into with regard to his own country, but with regard to the other countries of Latin America, except possibly for the big countries, Brazil, is this, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? The big American businesses, I think, are now ready to make major investments on a partnership basis, on a basis in which the nationals of the countries involved will, as is the case. this subject without, of course,